It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A federal judge ordered ICE agents to stop detaining immigrants without warrants unless they have a reason to believe those people won't show up for immigration hearings. Tim McDonald is legal director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado. He said the ruling should help hold the federal government accountable.
This is an important first step of requiring our own government to comply with the law, comply with due process, comply with the Constitution, and stop terrorizing our communities.
The Department of Homeland Security indicated they would appeal the decision. It covers people in Colorado who would be taken into custody by ICE or other federal agents. Family members of three people whose bodies were identified among the remains found at a mortuary in Pueblo are suing the facility and its owners. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The lawsuit names Brian and Chris Cotter as defendants, as well as Davis Mortuary and the Pueblo Masonic Temple Association, which leased space to the brothers for their businesses. The allegations include breach of contract, negligence, and fraud, all leading to extreme emotional distress, theft, and other effects. The Colorado Bureau of Investigations is leading the probe after a regular inspection in August led to the discovery of 24 decaying bodies and other tissues improperly stored at the facility. No charges have been filed while the agency continues its investigation. More than a dozen remains still await identification. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
A vehicle that caused a deadly crash on Highway 83, killing five people Monday night, was stolen just an hour before the crash, according to police. CPR's Ava Kian reports.
Five people died in the crash. The driver of the stolen car, the driver of the car it struck, and three passengers in that second car. Two were 12 and one was 8 years old. Two other kids were helicoptered to the hospital with life-threatening injuries,